Christian, do you want to call the meeting to order?
Sure. Go ahead and call this meeting of the Rental Services Commission Executive Committee to order. I am here. Who else is here?
Ian Davey, present.
Look at that. All right. And Katrina is not present, not able to make it. Let's see, as far as that goes, I assume I just toss it over to you, Andres, right?
Sure.
All right. All yours, sir.
So I've given you a preview of a document that's going to be shared at the January meeting to look at and see if it matches what you all remember, and to provide any feedback before we bring it to the full commission later this month. So the top half is a copy of the RSC work plan that you discussed at the last full RSC meeting. And then underneath, we have a staff proposal which moves the fee structure conversation from May to April. The thought process behind it is we know that council is interested in moving on a fee, and we do not yet have a budget allocation for a procurement process for a permanent rental registration system. So in terms of priority, we think it makes sense to prioritize the fee conversation and wrap that up, and then move on to talking about what a different iteration of rental registration would look like. There are also some title changes, I think, as well. So I'll let you two look over that and kind of open it up to any feedback or questions.
So Christian, I did not have this document in front of me. Do you have it in front of you? Are you familiar with it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've got it in front of me.
Okay.
I mean, it looks pretty straightforward. You just, like you said, you just replace, move fee structure up a month, and what used to be in April was registration structure and information collected and data uses. Bump that back a month to May. And then it looks like the only other difference I see is you interchange the word system cost with service levels for February and March.
So we...
I assume that still means the same thing? You chose to call it something different because it fit better?
No, so that's a good point. The systems cost, I took it off because we don't know the systems cost and won't know the systems cost until we have a registration system. So right now we're likely looking at an off-the-shelf product, and there's a pretty big variation in the cost of the different products out on the market. Most of them have per unit fees, but depending on what ultimately gets selected through an RFP process, that will determine the costs. So we won't know the costs until the end of the process. And so instead, it seemed to make more sense to focus on diving into the service levels for the different services that are being provided, because those are numbers that are that we can produce with more certainty and talk about in a more definitive way.
Makes sense. So at this point, I mean, because we have this fairly well set, and obviously it doesn't change anything for our January meeting, other than the fact we're just going to go over this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you need us to approve for you or do today or make a decision on today? Just confirming we still want to go ahead as planned for the January meeting, talking about rental services, office budget, and rental registration best practices?
I think the January meeting's pretty locked in where
right.
I reached out to Gresham, and it seems like they might be able to come and answer some questions and talk about their system. I'm in the process of reaching out to the different jurisdictions on the comparative analysis to get more information from them about their best practices and to understand how each of their systems work a little bit better, so I shall hopefully have something to present for that. And then looking forward, I think it's always good to come back to have a consistent work plan, or at least something that we hope to be the work plan. And so I wanted to make sure that You all had a chance to provide input before it comes back to the full commission.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I have a quick question, Andres. You had indicated that, maybe you can just unpack it, that council wants to, something about the fee. Can you tell? If you can't say more, can you just...
Yeah, so council was clear when they passed rental registration that in the first year there was no fee for registering and no penalty, but that was only for the first year the program is in existence. And so that means that there's a decision point coming of looking at year two, is there going to be a fee and a penalty, and at what amounts? And so to that extent, the Rental Services Commission has an opportunity to provide input. And at least from the mayor's office, he has signaled that there is interest in a fee. So that's where we're at.
And I'll ask a sort of perennial question for our group is, has there been a request for input from us, or just in our role as an advisory body or on policy issues, you, in your judgment, think it's important to have that further out?
Christian, this is Matt. The mayor's office wants the Rental Services Commission's input. It's not to say on exact fee levels, but around the question of the fee and what services and general structure, I think they, in general, have been clear that as it relates to the Rental Services Office, they want the Rental Services Commission's input on any items that relate to that office.
And as I remember, they've specifically expressed interest that the commission focus on rental registration.
And I remember we went back and forth in the last meeting, and I think that you two did a great job of herding those cats. So do you feel that this reflects what the group was focused on toward the end of the meeting?
So from, we reviewed the meeting recording, and to the best of our ability, the top half of the RSC work plan is reflective of the timeline, the final timeline that was discussed in that meeting. And so I wanted to be sure that I presented our best understanding of what that timeline was before suggesting a staff proposal that varied from its site.
So just in preparing for the next meeting, I think we need to be ready to explain the system costs versus service levels piece. We meaning someone,
right.
So it could be staff, probably better staff. And then the flip, the April-May flip, right?
Yeah. I think another update relative to the shift of the April and May meetings is... I had a chance to get more information than I had at the last meeting regarding what a procurement process would look like if one was approved in the budget, which we won't know for sure until June. And the information that we have to decide on by the time procurement starts is, I don't think, as detailed as people might have anticipated during the Rental Services Commission meeting. And so a lot of these questions of exactly what's the system going to look like, what are the specific fields we're going to be asking for, when we get that data, how is it going to look, what are we going to do with it, that does not have to be decided by the beginning of procurement. And so I think the timeline for the window of recommendations or input from the Rental Services Commission is longer for that long-term project, and again, there isn't funding for it yet. That's a request that's being put in, but it still would have to be voted on and approved by council.
And timeline-wise, that is what would happen after the July meet. Sometime after that is when we at least wanted to have this information.
Yeah, I think the date we were working off of is that the earliest a procurement process could start would be July, as I understand it. So that's the soonest we could see the beginning of procurement.
This is Matt. I want to emphasize that that's the beginning of the process,
yeah.
Which doesn't mean the RFP is going out in July. Right. When we'll know we've got appropriations, and so we'll start to actually draft a scope for what our scope of services is.
But and that's perfect, because if on July 16th we have our last conversation about data system needs, then to the extent an RFP is being written or pushed out, it gives a little bit of time there to...
Some other considerations I want to put on your radar is I know, and we'll bring these updates to the full Rental Services Commission as well, there have been requests and questions about updates to the Relocation Assistance Code and that being brought to the Commission. So at this time, we anticipate that in the February meeting, we'll have an update of the proposed changes to the affordable housing exemption. So we'll do that as part of the staff update at the February meeting, most likely. And once we have permanent administrative rules that we're going to propose, we'll bring that to the RSC as well, and we do not have a month deadline for that. So we'll provide updates as we have them. So there will be other components that are being worked into the work plan in addition to the rental registration process. And then one other update from the Bureau of Development Services this time is that they're in the process of making some changes to the building code and are interested in getting the Rental Services Commission's input. They're working on a 6-month timeline, so their goal is to wrap up by June, and they don't have firm dates for when they would have a product ready to bring for input or when they're looking to do that. But at some point in the next 6 months, they might be coming and asking for agenda time to discuss the building code changes. And that's a revival of the Safe Housing Working Group, I believe. It was a large stakeholder process that ran in 2008 and produced a number of recommendations for how the city could have safer housing through building code and other regulations. And a number of those recommendations were delayed. It coincided with the recession, which was a difficult time for the Bureau of Development Services. And so now they are implementing some of those changes, and they want to make sure that they are the direction we should be heading in. And so they're looking for a stakeholder input.
Is it sort of like pro forma, we need to do some updates, or is it like controversial unreinforced masonry?
It is not unreinforced masonry. There is stuff regarding...
There, no, for the record, that all the PHB staff are smiling.
Yes, no, it is not unreinforced masonry. To my knowledge, the project's living out of the Bureau of Emergency Management. It's about building code. The portion I'm most familiar with is they're discussing some changes to how mold inspections and regulations are done. So it's all about the quality of housing.
So how much time do you anticipate, and when? Like, if we're thinking about this work plan, mm-hmm. Well, actually, let me rewind. Will we have time on the upcoming agenda that we'll need to devote to that?
No, I can provide... I'm providing as much as possible kind of Cliff Notes updates to the full commission during the staff update at each meeting. So as of now, we don't have a set date where we anticipate bringing administrative rule changes to relocation assistance to the commission, and we haven't received a month request from BDS either. And so those are just for your information, heads up that that will be coming at some point in the next 6 months.
Oh, for both of those, for BDS and... Yes. But the RELO is sooner. The RELO is the next meeting?
So there are two things happening with relocation assistance. The first is at the request of Commissioner Saltzman, there are changes that are being worked on to the affordable housing exemption. So that's a code change to the language for Exemption 8. for relocation assistance. And then separate from that, when relocation assistance passed, council gave us authority to make interim administrative rules, which we did, and we have begun preparing for the permanent rulemaking process, which will be a public process involving public meetings, but we want to make sure we bring updates to relocation assistance to the Rental Services Commission, and so once we're ready to start a public process, we will be bringing a product to the commission, but we don't have a timeline on that yet.
Gotcha. But the affordable housing exemption?
Our internal deadline is to have something ready by the end of the month, and so we would then anticipate that by the February meeting we would have an update of what we were, where we're at in that proposal.
Yeah. All right. So should we set an agenda for our next meeting?
Sure.
As far as I can tell, though, I took some notes of what you just said, but it's only this at this point, right?
Yes, I think we just anticipate a budget update and doing an overview of rental registration best practices with Gresham.
Matt, do you have a sense of how long the budget update is?
Not very long at all. I can probably get through it in questions in 20 to 30 minutes.
For the best practices slash, well, so let's take off the Gresham piece for a second. Mm-hmm. Is there a staff presentation on that?
Yes, there will be.
How long do you think that'll be?
That's a good question. I anticipate it will be pretty short. Right now I'm waiting for responses from everyone because of the holidays. So I've reached out, but have not heard back from any jurisdictions on what their best practices or suggestions are. So, still in the holding pattern. I have, though, begun compiling, because this was accessible, a list of relocation forms or processes when they exist for jurisdictions, and so I'll have that available, which will be around 12 jurisdictions, or rental registration processes.
So would you say 30 minutes and then another 30 for questions on best practices?
I think that's reasonable.
And should we, and then what about the Gresham piece?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking. We have not set on a time. I was anticipating it would be a short presentation with more time for questions, which I anticipate is what the commission's interest is.
So, Christian, I've got jotted down budget 30 minutes, best practices 30, plus maybe another 30 for questions slash discussion. Gresham 15 plus maybe 15 to 30 for questions slash discussion. We could try to roll all the questions slash discussion into one among the two different topics since they're related. And then the other thing is public testimony.
Right.
Which has been light lately.
Right. Which with that said, why don't we do public testimony? Could we do that a little bit earlier in the meeting? That way, if it is light, we know how many extra minutes we have if we need them.
Yeah, typically we've been, I think the last guidance the commission and executive committee gave us is to put it in the middle of the meeting when possible, and so I've been trying to set up the meetings to lead with a presentation and then use the public testimony to do a break before discussion.
Oh, yeah, I think that they'll be fine, because if anything needs to go long, it's probably going to be the discussion, not the presentation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then what do you anticipate will be the discussion or questions around the budget? I'm forgetting if there's an opportunity to weigh in or if it's more informational.
It's both. I think just candidly there's probably going to be confusion. The rental services office budget is about $2 million right now. That's a combination of federal funds, ongoing general fund, city general fund, and one-time city general fund. And with the new budget process we have, our request budget is not, they're staging the new budget process. And so it's going to appear as if, before explanation, at the rental services office budget is going to be lower. The request will be lower next fiscal year than it currently is operating under. That's not the case, because the mayor's office has given us, direction to maintain current level of service through effectively asking for one-time funding again in a supplemental program offer. But those supplemental offers aren't going to be finalized until after your January meeting. So I mean, I want to be really clear in the presentation. I got to figure out how best to present it. So I think there's just some questions there.
Okay. Will those include, is that on the funding side, or does that include services, that piece that won't be determined yet? Does that make sense?
Well, it's more on the funding side because it funds current services.
Yeah.
But if the commission feels that other services would be more important, they can certainly have that discussion.
Well, I guess so that's my question is, you will be presenting the full current suite of services, and anticipated additional services asks, or the additional ask would be for funding to just fund the services that are this current suite?
So the additional ask would just be to maintain current service level.
Gotcha.
As well as asking for an appropriation for a rental registration system. So, you know, software systems are expensive. So at this point, the informal guidance we're getting from the mayor before the actual formal guidance we'll get is ask for budget requests to keep the rental services office at the current service level, in addition to a request for the rental registration system, the funds you need to procure a rental registration system. So I'll need to walk through all that.
That seems pretty straightforward, though, in terms of the services part for this group.
I think so. I just know some commissioners have at times indicated that perhaps different services should be, that the funds should be allocated to different services, which is technically possible to do. We do fiscal year to fiscal year contracts at this point with the rental services office funds. A little bit of is mid fiscal year to mid fiscal year.
But seems pretty straightforward, though. Hopefully there shouldn't be too much discussion on it.
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay, so if we have staff updates, the relocation of affordable housing exemption, the permanent rule, admin rules, the BDS stuff coming down the road. We should have a work plan. Well, let's actually, what if we did, so that, let's say the updates is 15 minutes, budget is 30. Then public testimony, then we present this work plan. Then best practices, then Gresham. I'm trying to figure out how to sequence things.
I think what I've offered Gresham, and I think what's best practice for asking external parties to present, is to have a contained presentation at a set time. So beyond that,
okay.
I think it's flexible.
We're 2:30 to 5, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I write on this.
Of course.
So, and staff updates is 15 minutes seem reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we decided to go, update, budget, public testimony, work plan. And we did 15, 30, 30, and 15. That gets us an hour and a half in. And I kind of think that those things won't take quite that long. But if they go over and we run up to the Gresham time, Gresham could supplant the work plan pretty easily. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, this has some filler in there. So I guess, so if we place that as an hour and a half, so Gresham plans arrive at 4. Mm-hmm. So Gresham's 30 minutes. Or no, we had said Gresham's 15. And then best practices.
Plus I think that we were counting on an additional like 15 for questions or something like that, if I remember right. It's probably a full 30.
Right. So what if we did best practices 15 and then discussion 30?
Okay.
So what does that add up to?
50. Sure.
So there's an hour and a half, two and a half.
Cool. That sounds good.
With some wiggle room. So, the thing that we have to be aware of is that we're saving discussion and questions for the very end, which this body is not great at holding back on as a curious, engaged group of people.
I think typically the way we've done it is we've allowed clarifying questions and just separated off discussion itself as a separate component.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll just be clear about that and hold that line.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Does that sound good, Christian?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay. Great. Anything else?
I think that is all we have for now.
Perfect. All right, then I guess we will consider this wonderful meeting adjourned.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, Christian.
Thanks, Christian. See you soon.
Thanks, guys. See you at the meeting.
Bye. Sounds good.